time for making moves. I don't carry feelings. That is too much of a heavy load.
CKUT 90.3 FM. This is our tribute to the one and only Blacks. But in the meantime, we also got to make sure that we pay tribute to our city. You know what I'm saying? Pay tribute to those who are making this possible by paying some bills.
Yes, sir. You already know what it is.
What it is.
This is Jason Alexander on behalf of THD Entertainment letting y'all know we're on CKUT 90.3 all month with the Montreal Sessions, myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and of course, Colin Hassel on the drums.
Yes, sir, Montreal. That's Whose Vibe Is It Anyway? Mark your calendars, 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through the month of March. Hit us up on IG at THT Entertainment. Drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear, what's popping in your neighborhood. We got to know.
Boost your business's bottom line by adopting new digital strategies and technologies. Get access to expert advice and apply for up to $15,000 in grants at canada.ca/digital-adoption. A message from the Government of Canada.
I have the immense pleasure of being in studio today with one of CKUT's most adoring Ferd fans, Face the Dog. Welcome to the studio, Face. Face, could you tell our lovely listening audience what you love about community radio?
Yeah!
Well, Radio Land can't see it, but I am just blushing here. What a raving review. And Face, can you remind our listeners of what time of year it is?
Oh!
That's right, CKUT's annual funding drive. Support campus community radio. It's what Face would do if Face had pockets. Call 514-907-9424 or pledge online at www.ckut.ca/funding. Keep it locked.
CKUT is once again preparing to launch our yearly funding drive. Join us for our 35th annual funding drive, CKUT Till Infinity. The rocket ship needs $35,000 to blast off into a whole new level of community radio, and we need your help. We will begin collecting funds for our expedition on Thursday, March 17th until Sunday, March 27th. Donate in a few easy clicks online at ckut.ca/donate or by calling 514-907-9424. CKUT Till Infinity and Beyond.
This piano piece may well sound ordinary to you, until you realize that it was taught to young Chloe just last week by Janet, who's still teaching at 81. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Yo, don't forget, man, you can always donate to the nation's favorite station, man, the sound of the city, CKUT 90.3 FM. This is community radio, so you know what I mean? We are powered by you. We are powered by the community. So don't think that just, you know, that you can only support us during a certain period of time or whatever. We are always open to suggestions, open to support, open to the community helping us keep the power coming and siphoning and cycling throughout the city of Montreal. So if you guys have it in your hearts, man, if you have a little something in your pockets, you know, and you feel like you want to take part in the cycle of blessings, you know what I mean, in this donation system that we have going on in the funding drive, you can still hit us up at CKUT CKUT90.ca. You know what I mean? CKUT90.3 FM. And you'll find all the information that you need right there, man. You feel me? Yo, once the goal, if a goal ain't met, then we ain't done yet. You feel me? So we still got to knock this goal out, and we are asking for your assistance. We are asking for your assistance and love, man. Thank you guys for all of the blessings thus far. Thank you for all the support thus far. We appreciate everybody in the community for, as I said, man, keeping us invigorated and inspired to continue to bring this iration and vibration your way. Yeah? Talking about vibration. We are celebrating the life and times of the one and only Blacks the way he would want us to celebrate. Music!
Too much of a heavy load. I never sell out my friends. That's not something I don't practice. Too many actors and actresses. Yeah. But it have some people. Soon as they walk through your door, they put a stumbling block in your road, your road, your road. Your road, your road, your road. They practice evil. They think we don't know. And some of them close, they close, they close. They close to your.
Okay.
Lord, when you hear songs like this is when you're really, oh boy, this is when it really touched boy. This is when it really hit home, is when you hear a tune like that, boy. When you hear tunes like that, man. Yo, Dexter Stewart was one of the greatest to ever do it. One of the greatest to ever grace our culture. We are, gone but never forgotten, right? Gone but never forgotten, man, yeah? I'm telling you, at the end of the day, man, at the end of the day, we are lucky that we've had people who left a legacy of music like this so we could sing along with them for the rest of our lives. Do what you wanna do. Stick up on me like glue.
Stick on the man like you. Hey. Man on your waist, them girl on my case. But do all that woman.
If you love blacks, I hope you're singing with him right now.
What you have is mine, so give me.
Sing with me, Montreal.
Plenty fish in the sea, but there's only one for me.
There's only one for me. That'll send me bars on. Yo, there we go. Come sing with me now.
So do
what you wanna do. Stick up on me like glue. Do what you wanna do. Stick up on me like glue. Bridging, I telling you, it's tune like this. When you hear them tune day, you're like, Lord of mercy. Lord of mercy. I glad that he left a legacy of music for us that we could sing, that we could come and vibe with him, be able to come and hold our iration. I'm telling you, man, this is one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite tunes from blacks of all time. And you know it's new. Let we sing the tune together.
It's only me and you do. So
do what you wanna.
Stick up on me like glue. The day you get you to do. So do what you wanna do. Stick on the me like glue. Hey. Man on your waist. Them girl on my case. But do what that woman.
Do
feeling real uptight.
Jah know we looking for soca.
So come music go raise any line.
You know we turn into soca.
So brighten your soul, let the music shine now. I let the music shine now. Soca is my sunshine on a cloudy day, chasing all the darkest skies away. And you're losing your mind.
We know we're looking for soca.
And the place it's sour like lime.
You know we're looking for soca.
Soca make you shake your behind.
You know you turn into soca.
Make you jump out yourself and have a good time. And we have a good time now. Soca is my sunshine on a cloudy day, chasing all the darkest skies away.
Yeah, ooh. you cut me, you go see blood. And if you squeeze me, you go feel the love. We are one people under the sun. Different 99.1% love to wine represent all of we want to see happiness, prosperity. I for you and you for me. Cause if you touch me, you will see blood. And if you squeeze me, you will feel the love. We are one people under the sun. A stranger in a crowded place, me and the cooler and the day. Hoping to find someone with a familiar face, so we could fret and celebrate. This is not the time to be a loner. This is the time to wind on a bumper. So let's be amazing, if I am amazing. We're preparing it when we get on board. A stranger in a crowded place, me and the cooler and the day. Hoping to find someone with a familiar face, so we could fret and celebrate. This is not the time to be a loner. This is the time to wind on a bumper. So let's be amazing, if I am amazing. We're preparing it when we get from out in the air. I want you to.
Saying we are in celebration, dedication, and tribute to the one and only Dexter Stewart Blocks. Gone but never forgotten, man. We're going to sing your tunes forever.
This is not the time to be a loner. This is the time to wind on a bumper.
This is the time for family. This is the time for love. This is the time for abundance. This is the time for community. So let we fit.
I want you to jam on somebody now. Hold on somebody now. Keep them company. I want you to jam on somebody now. Hold on somebody now. Make them your family. Do your dance. Let me mash up, mash up, mash up the place and dance. Let me walk up, we walk up, we walk up the way and dance. Do your dance. Let me mash up, mash up, mash up the place and dance. Let me walk up, we walk up, we walk up the way and dance. Drunk or sober, yeah. Or from a culture,
set a panorama again.
On the road with you, man, jumping up to the soda. Must find a partner to play mass with me. This is not the time to be a loner. This is the time to wind on a bumper. So let's be amazing, if I am amazing, we're so careful.
Soca Massive. Soca Massive, Trini Massive. I hope DJ Third Base did you proud. I hope we did you proud today on CKUT 90.3. DJ Third Base just put this mix up. Y'all could go check it out on YouTube. The Blacks Tribute Mix. Shout out to family, yeah? Bind your belly. Blacks, gone but never forgotten.
Yes, my brother.
We will love you forever, man. Thank you for the vibes.
Just woke up in sunny Manchester. Yo, this is Roots Manuva on CKUT on 90.3 Montreal. Check it out.
Travel near, travel far. It's sickly bizarre. Ain't a sound that plays so. Ain't a sound that stays so. Relevant to all soldier movement. Bringing improvement. Bashment improvement. See the dub stack high. Quality supply. Tunes to dome.
Hi. This is Bonarogs of Third World, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, Canada, that is, for those of you who don't know. Eh? What a world. Whoa, 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 yay!
Time to play. CKUT is having a funding drive. CKUT is your community radio supporting events, culture, and shows, and playing the music you wouldn't even know you liked unless you heard it here. Give us a call. 514-907-9424. And give what you can.
This is Luke D.
Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food. Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel alright.
Spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This store apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like a river.
And the Oscar goes to.
Richard Williams was a fierce defender of his family. In this time in my life, in this moment, I am overwhelmed by what God is calling on me to do and be in this world. Making this film I got to protect Ingenue Ellis, who was one of the strongest, most delicate people I've ever met. I got to protect Sanaya and Demi, the two actresses that played Venus and Serena. I'm being called on in my life to love people and to protect people and to be a river to my people. And I know to do what we do, you got to be able to take abuse, you got to be able to have people talk crazy about you. In this business, you got to be able to have people disrespecting you. And you got to smile and you got to pretend like that's okay. But Richard Williams, and what I loved, thank you, D. Denzel said to me a few minutes ago, he said, at your highest moment, be careful, that's when the devil comes for you. It's like, I want to be a vessel for love. I want to say thank you to Venus and Serena. I just spit. I hope they didn't see that on TV. I want to say thank you to Venus and Serena and the entire Williams family for entrusting me with your story. That's what I want to do. I want to be an ambassador of that kind of love and care and concern. I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees. This is a beautiful moment, and I'm not crying for winning an award. It's not about winning an award for me. It's about being able to shine light on all of the people, Tim and Trevor and Zach and Sanaya and Demi and Ingenue and the entire cast and crew of King Richard and Venus and Serena, the entire Williams family. Art imitates life. I look like the crazy father, just like they said. I look like crazy father, just like they said about Richard Williams. But love will make you do crazy things. To my mother, a lot of this moment is really complicated for me, but to my mother, she didn't want to come out. She's had her knitting friends. She has a knitting crew that she's in Philly watching with. Being able to love and care for my mother, my family, my wife. I'm taking up too much time. Thank you for this honor. Thank you for this moment, and thank you on behalf of Richard and Orsine, the entire Williams family. Thank you. Hope the Academy invites me back. Thank you.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Do you even have to ask who that is or why I played that? Okay, well, if you don't know.
Now, I'm the prince and that's Jazzy Jeff. We shown for years that we are deaf. But here's some more for y'all to just come get it. Rip the wheel, Jay.
Yep. If you don't know, you were just listening to the voice of the one and only Fresh Prince, Will Smith, who is definitely right now the man of the hour, and not because he put out new music, not because anybody even really seen the movie. But if you haven't been paying attention, a little altercation went down between Chris Rock and Will Smith this weekend after Chris Rock had made a joke about a newly bald Jada Pinkett, who has in the past come out about her struggles with alopecia and her hair loss. And Chris Rock had, during a presentation of an award, he wasn't hosting this year's Oscar ceremony. It was hosted by three queens. I can't even remember their names off the top of my head right now, right? But three wonderful women were hosting the Oscars. But Chris Rock came out to present an award and had made a comment real quick and said, "Hey, you know, Jada Pinkett, can't wait to see you in G.I. Jane 2, which was a movie that G.I. Jane was a movie that starred Demi Moore. I was about to say Demi Lovato. That starred Demi Moore. And, you know, obviously, as, you know, being that she was a soldier in the movie, she was, you know, bald in the movie, yada, yada, yada. Right. The whole crowd laughed, Will included, you know, initially laughed. Jada wasn't feeling it. And a couple seconds later, I mean, within 30 seconds, like, it went from laughter to Will walking on stage and executing what I must say, was one of the finest, most professional, most technical looking pimp slaps, B slaps, right? Bish slaps of all time. You feel me? Now, I'm not here to condone violence. I'm not here to condone black-on-black violence. I'm not here to condone buffoonery. You already know I'm not really into pop culture like that. You know, and Fresh Prince, right? The Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince were definitely one of my first encounters with hip-hop music. Has always been one of my favorite groups. You know, it is not for me to speak on what is happening in a man's heart, soul, or mind, or even within the dynamics of that community that I'm unfamiliar with. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of times things, internal things happen within communities, you know, little conversations, he said, she said, all kinds of nonsense that builds up that, you know, as onlookers who are just buying tickets to the show, we're not necessarily always privy to, you know? What I played there earlier was the acceptance speech that he made at right after that happened, after when he won the role for Best Actor in King Richard. And I honestly think it was a really beautiful speech. Not, you know, because he won an award or whatever, but really what resonated with me out of that speech is, you know, the point where he's speaking about what he's called, what he's being called on to do, the pressure and just the dauntingness of it, the fear that goes within that of being called to love, to protect, and to be a river to your people. I think that's a powerful statement. That is a very powerful phrase that is getting lost in the fodder of the memes and the jokes and everything that's coming out of this, the shock that's coming out of this right now, you know? But I really want to focus on that. I want to really focus on the power of those words, you know, the power of the energy that goes into one person losing control over their better judgment and acting on impulse, especially in a public setting, you know, a massively public setting. You know, this is something that, you know how it goes in pop culture, you know, this is something that as much as he's going to apologize and as much as Chris Rock is going to say, you know, it's water under the bridge, it's never going to necessarily be lived down on either of their behalfs because, you know, meme culture and, you know, just culture is just going to keep that alive for as long as they could keep that alive. You know what I'm saying? Anytime somebody does something stupid or somebody feels like talking about they want to, you know what I mean, they about to slap somebody or whatever, you're going to see this meme popping up for the next, easily, at least the next decade, right? So be prepared. Be prepared, you know what I'm saying? Be prepared for, you know, what's about to, for the fallout that's about to come, right? Throughout all of this. I think it's an unfortunate situation that definitely transpired that didn't have to happen. You know, I'm glad that this show happens on a Tuesday because then I get some time to gather, you know, my thoughts and the information and, you know, when something happens on the weekend or at the end of the week, before I speak about it, I can, you know, try to form some form of thought, an observation. This is not necessarily an opinion. It's just my observation. You know what I mean? My observation of the thing, if I'm going to be very honest, that seemed very Manchurian candidate-ish. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all know that movie, but that's that, you know what I mean, people under mind control, and, you know, you can just, like, drop, like, a key word on them or something, you know what I mean? And you get all of these, like, assassins that are ready to go. You know, the phone rings, to pick it up, and they just hear, like, pineapple. You know what I'm saying? And they just put down the phone, and they leave everything they doing, and they go on a mission, you know? It almost felt like she turned to him and said, like, rutabaga. You know what I mean? And because he was laughing at first, his spirit didn't really find anything wrong with it initially, right? Until maybe it set in. But she definitely gave him a look, and my man was on the move. You know, they've definitely been fodder for you know, the tabloid news and whatever for some time. You know, even before you know, them talking about, you know, the inner workings of their relationship, the private matters that happen between them and that happen in their bedroom that I don't think is anybody's business, you know? So obviously this is going to add to the fodder. This is going to add to the fire. This is going to add to people's conversations about, you know, who controls the relationship and, you know, what role Jada plays, what role Will plays, and all this other nonsense, you know? I think what we really need to look at as human beings, as people, you know, what is actionable for us, what is applicable for us, is that we need to start asking ourselves, you know, what is it about impulse that we cannot control, that even when you have a kind of a breath, a moment to, like, take a breather, gather your thoughts, you can still act upon a certain, you know, instinct that you very well know is not going to serve you. You know, it's not going to be beneficial for you, you know. And speaking about not being beneficial, you know, now Will Smith is being, you know, dragged through a review by the Oscar committee, and he could potentially lose his award, which would be an unprecedented move, you know, And would anybody be able to wrong the Academy for doing that? Not necessarily, because a lot of other things could happen from this. You know, if Chris Rock was a different comedian, he could have very well pressed charges. You know, there's something to be said about the cultural nuance of this. And the unfortunate, I'm not saying that, you know, it would have been better if Will Smith had slapped somebody that wasn't black, right? Nobody should be slapped, but it's just unfortunate that, you know, black-on-black violence, regardless of how subtle it might seem, has to be played out in such a major arena, especially in these arenas that, you know, Oscar, I mean, Will is the same one. This really has to be said. You know, Will was the one that really brought up the whole notion. Jada and Will came up with the boycott of the Oscars so white. and they had boycotted the Oscars, and they said they didn't want to go to the Oscars until the Oscars kind of, like, you know, reviewed their practices and started to become more culturally sensitive. I'm not sure if they've become more culturally sensitive, but now Will has, you know, decided to show his face because, you know, he was, you know, front and center, right? He's getting an award for this movie and blah, 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 right? If you're going to take that stance and you're going to say that, you know, you want more cultural representation for us and you are going to be the ambassador for that cultural representation, then you need to act as the ambassador. You know what I mean? You can't make it harder for the next man. You know, you got to think now if Mike Epps was or somebody that's as volatile as a Cat Williams or somebody is deserving of getting that nomination, will the Oscars be so, you know, will they be so willing to actually book or to invite, you know, some of our brothers and sisters who probably don't need to take on this type of scrutiny? You know, if you're going to voice yourself as the ambassador of a movement, and you're going to put yourself on the position in the position of saying that the system that you represent on some level, or that represents you, is an intolerant system, is a racist system, and that they need to change their practice, and they need to be more welcoming to a variety of cultures, then you, as the ambassador of one of those cultures, need to make sure that you do everything in your power to keep those invitation, keep that spirit of invitation open. You feel me? I get it. It's rich peopling, but on a deeper level, you know, when you have moments like this where the world is watching, and even if some of us do not covet these experiences, we don't really care for them, there are people out there who have a certain amount of power in society who do care about these instances. And the last thing that as a community, as the Black community, that we do not need, you know, the many judged by the actions of one. You feel me? We don't need to be generalized. You know, Black culture has gone through enough generalization based off of the idea, the notion that we are a violent people. You know, so to have somebody like Will Smith, who has been able to represent us in different lights, in different rooms, in different spaces, amongst different cultures, I do have to say that it is disappointing that as an ambassador for this movement, that he conducted himself in such a manner. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think there is something to be said about the psychology of it. You know, the mental wellness of this, the mental health of it that needs to be assessed as well and spoken of. You know, these are the conversations that we should be having with our children, with our peers, with, you know, the young men, you know, in our society, who can very well decide to go out and mimic these actions, mimic this energy, just because, you know, they think it's funny, right? But we need to also address the psychology of what went into that. You feel me? As a people, we avoid conversations about our mental wellness and our mental well-being, and we tend to laugh off a lot of situations. We tend to chuckle off a lot of situations and feel that, you know, I mean, especially when it's rich people in there, it's pop culture, we just kind of draw it up as like an externalized experience. But these things do, right? As he came up and he said, you know, art imitates life, but life also imitates art. Yeah. So there's an accountability to be taken on, you know, by people like this who have that type of, you know, weight on their shoulders. But that weight also comes with a psychological toll, as he was speaking about. He is being called on to love people, to protect people, to be a river to his people. And as somebody who that very statement resonated with me like heavily, because I feel like I am being called on to do the same thing. And I think there's many of us in our society, in our community, right, who might not be as high profile as a Will Smith, right, but bear as much responsibility, if not more, because, you know, the community workers and our teachers and those of us out here who have a desire to embed our community almost at all costs, even at a cost to ourselves, right? Physically, mentally, spiritually, you know, so that we can aid, inspire, and motivate the next generation to do better and to be better than we were, comes with its own weight that those who are not familiar with the type of work that I'm speaking about, you know what I mean? This includes nurses, this includes doctors, this includes vets, like veterinarians, this includes anybody who deals with life and the quality of life and the value of life and the progress of life, and, you know, with that is tasked with healing people and guiding people and directing people. And, you know, it comes with, it can feel like a heavy burden. But if there's anything that I have learned, is that God, whatever, whoever you believe God to be, or whatever source you put your God in, does not give you more weight than you can bear. Yeah. But I think that there's definitely a conversation about the psychology that goes into what happened between Will and Chris. You know, there's a conversation that needs to be had about the fact that not everything that people laugh at is actually funny, you know? And if you're going to make jokes at somebody else's expense, make sure that they're laughing at the joke before you laugh. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I think Chris kind of understood that, because he did retreat from the joke. He was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, he shrugged his shoulders and was like, no, okay, didn't work. All right, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm just joking. It happened that fast, right? You know, there's something to be said about, you know, chivalry and respect of people's dynamics, people's relationships, you know, in the same manner that men need to have respect, right, for a man in front of his woman and for a woman in front of their man, right? It's the same way that women should also have respect for, you know, women in front of their men, and, you know, men in front of their women, and vice versa. Because these are the things that can definitely, like, when you start speaking about, you know, my question to everybody has been, what are you doing? You talking or you slapping? And my community been split. You know, some say, yo, they talking, some say they slapping. But for the most part, a lot of people are like, you know, but I would definitely have words with you before I slap you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would definitely pull you to the side. We ain't doing this on camera. Because where I come from, we don't need no lights, cameras, or no. You know what I'm saying? It's all action, fam. Like, it's all action, yeah? You know what I mean? We don't need no paparazzi around watching what I go on, yeah? If it was me, I would have been like, yo, Puff, because we going to the same after party. Yo, Diddy, they showed up at the Diddy after party. I said, Diddy, give me a private room, fam. I got, yo, I have to have a man-to-man conversation with this dude. If anything, I'd have been making the man apologize. I'd have been like, yo, doc, like, yo, I'm going to give you the next 5 minutes. So, like, yo, walk to my queen. Yo, apologize to my queen, or else we're going to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I don't condone violence, but I also don't condone men disrespecting women and, you know, trying to use or view women as if they're weak or if they are the supposed to be the brunt of everybody's jokes just because of their gender or whatever the case it is, you know? We have to definitely be sensitive to people's issues, to what's happening in their lives, and you know, not everything that people think is funny or that people, you know, deem to be fit to make a joke out of is things that I actually see as humorous or comedy, you know? So it wasn't really a funny joke. I mean, like, it wasn't really, you know, it wasn't his best material. If I think he should have came out with his best material if you're just presenting really quickly. And, you know, don't just go for, like, kind of just, like, throwaways kind of thing. But it is what it is, you know? It is what it is, man. I hope that, you know, as a society, as a community, we start to reflect on this in a different way, you know? I know there's a lot of jokes to be made, and people are going to be making those jokes. So I'm going to leave that to them, right? They're going to make way better jokes than I'm going to make. I'm going to make way better jokes than I'm going to make. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just offer observations, you know? Like, one of the observations that I did make, you know, through this is I was just like, but yo, dude wasn't even hosting, bro. Like, you were just presenting. Like, you got slapped for free, bro. Like, it's one thing if you're going to eat that slap, if you're going to catch a box with a paycheck at the end of it. But the fact of the matter is that you left your house for free, fam. Like, I don't even know if they fly you there or whatever. I think, like, all of y'all live in California, so they just get locals to come and present and call it a day. So you drove over there on your own gas, you feel me, to, like, throw a throwaway joke and, like, catch something for $0. That's all I got to say on that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say on that. I hope next times you decides to, you know what I mean? You decides to disrespect a man's woman in front of a man that, you know what I mean? You at least make sure there's a paycheck attached to that. You feel me? Look, I'm not taking sides. I think, you know, there's a lot of fingers that could be pointed and there's a lot of sympathy that could be had and there's a lot of value to be gained. But if anything, this should be a moment for us to turn pain into power. And for us to learn about how we can be better as a society, as a people, so that we can, you know, further help our youths make better decisions. Yeah? Please don't act on your impulses, family, man. You know what I mean? Think about, you know, think it out. Think it out. Take a second, man. Even if the man is out here talking all crazy, take a second, back up. And, you know, assess yourself, right? A lot of things, you know, words are the most powerful thing that you can use and that you could utilize. Your brain is definitely, you know, where you want to where you want these battles to be fought. You know what I mean? Use your mind, use your words. Word sound is power. And let's, you know, make our community stronger. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of the Lunchtime Takeover. It's your homeboy Preach in the building right here on the nation's favorite station, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'll be back next Tuesday. I hope you guys have a great and powerful week. I love you guys. And as I said, you know what I'm saying? Think before you act, people. Don't always got to get jiggy with it. You know what I'm saying? Da, 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 da. I love you guys.
Vacciner contre la COVID-19 ne vous protège pas contre ça. Ou contre ça.
Man, qu'est-ce qu'on mange?
Ni ça. Vous protège pas de ça.
De la pluie et encore de la pluie cette fin de semaine.
Ou ça. Ou même de ça.
Ne quittez pas. Votre appel est important pour nous.
Par contre, avec le vaccin, vous êtes protégé contre le virus. La vaccination, encore et toujours la meilleure protection. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Ne quittez pas. Votre appel est important pour nous.
Par contre, avec le vaccin, vous êtes protégé contre le virus. La vaccination, encore et toujours la meilleure protection. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Mmh.
아침을 맞이하면서 다시 자각해 날 깨워주는 건 네가 아닌 알람벨 빌어먹을 침대는 왜 이리 넓적해 허허 벌판 같은 맘에 시린 바람만 불네 나는 빈겁대긴 없이 걱정이 주위 사람들의 동정의 눈빛이 나를 죽게 만들어 Now what a day 하루 시작하기 전에 무심코 뻥
머릿속에 내 모습은 텅 빈 것처럼 공허해
내 속에 없어 표정해
혼자 길을 걸어봐도 텅 빈 거리 너무 공허해
내 맘처럼 조용해
따라 단단 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 Baby no worry 따라 따라